India Radio. This is Parcel India Radio, a partial service of Parcel India Radio.
You are listening to Parcel India Radio. This is Parcel India Radio with the best segments of the first 7 programs. You can contact Parcel India Radio at the following email address: Harold Krishna, P-I-R, at gmail.com. That is Harold Krishna, P-I-R, at gmail.com. I will now spell the email address phonetically. Hotel Alpha Romeo Oscar Lima Delta Kilo Romeo India Sierra Hotel November Alpha Papa India Romeo at gmail.com. That's Harold Krishna, P-I-R, at gmail.com. Again, phonetically, Hotel Alpha Romeo Oscar Lima Delta Kilo Romeo India Sierra Hotel November Alpha Papa India Romeo at gmail.com. This is the best Parcel India Radio. Now back to the adventures of Harold Krishna, Sanjay, and the Pushy Punjab here on Parcel India Radio.
With a brief public service announcement, I would like to bring to your attention the fact that people at the Jaipur Leprosy Clinic are buying bags of Fritos. The reason they are buying these is they're very mistaken. They believe they contain Fritos. Let me tell you, what is inside is a corn chip. And if you eat that, you will go to hell. Let me tell you, you might as well eat hamburger. It is very bad for you, but do not buy Fritos. If you wish to have toes put on, you better go to the clinic in Calcutta. They have very good rubber ones. They're very good, very natural. They do not smell like the real thing, though. Thank you very much. This is Pushy Punjab for the brief announcement. I hope you enjoyed it.
Special news, Borden. Special news, Borden.
We have just heard that a tape has been recovered from the New Delhi Hilton of Madonna having sex.
I don't think that's a sign of medicine. Women like Madonna are persons of upstanding moral qualities.
Well, Sanjay, I can just tell you that out of about approximately 260 million Americans, there are only about 75 million who have not yet had sex with Madonna. But as we speak right now, the tape of Madonna having sex in the New Delhi Hilton is being wheeled into the Parcel India Radio studios.
With all these people, Americans, having sex with Madonna, it's no wonder that your supplies of penicillin have run out.
I know. We're going to have to ask India for a loaner on that one, but our sources tell us, although we have not yet heard the tape, and you, the audience, will hear it for the first time as well as us, that Madonna has numerous multiple organisms.
Organisms? What do you mean by organisms?
Well, she's probably catching something with all that excitement. And we also...
I thought the penicillin was supposed to cure that.
No, I'm afraid not, Sanjay, but we do know, we have heard that she's also quite a squealer. Ooh. Do we have the tape, Sanjay?
Yes, we do.
Hmm, Virgin.
Sounds rather used. I don't think I'll impregnate her with my pole. I'd be afraid that I too would become an untouchable.
I wouldn't want to untouchable her with your cast.
You're not too funny at all. Do not mock me. For these people do not realize how lucky you are to have such a national treasure as Madonna. In fact, I understand that in Argentina right now, the Argentines just love her. She's going down to play the role of Evita.
Oh, she's going down, all right.
No. I cannot listen to this. I'm going to have to go and do some purification. This is awful.
You are listening to the best of Partial India Radio. This is Partial India Radio with the best segments of the first 7 programs. You can contact Partial India Radio at the following email address: Harold Krishna, P-I-R, at gmail.com. That is Harold Krishna, P-I-R, at gmail.com. I will now spell the email address phonetically. Hotel Alpha Romeo Oscar Lima Delta Kilo Romeo India Sierra Hotel November Alpha Papa India Romeo at gmail.com. That's Harold Krishna, P-I-R, at gmail.com. Again, phonetically, Hotel Alpha Romeo Oscar Lima Delta Kilo Romeo India Sierra Hotel November Alpha Papa India Romeo at gmail.com. This is the best Partial India Radio. Now back to the adventures of Harold Krishna, Sanjay, and the Pushy Punjab here on Partial India Radio.
Okay, time to bring you back to the Pushy Punjab, who has an important announcement.
Yes, good evening. This is the Pushy Punjab again. In the interest of sharing our technical excellence, we have lent 3 of our finest radio engineers to Radio Pakistan. Now, you may know that we are not very fond of Radio Pakistan, but I tell you, these are 3 of our best engineers. We are quite handicapped without them, and we're quite willing to lend them for a short time to Radio Pakistan, as long as they don't come back with nuclear weapons. Yes, that is true. We are handicapped with them and without them. It's kind of a paradox.
Like within you and without you.
Is this an oxymoron? No. The oxymorons live in Mount Kisco. Anyway, if you'd like to hear the
oxycontin in Mount Kisco.
Don't talk about drugs. The only drug we do is basmati rice. Anyway, I'd like you to hear what these segments can do. They are quite excellent. Here they are now.
Okay, here they are now in the process of repairing Radio Pakistan's transmitters.
In Popular Electronics from 1975, Radio Pakistan is rated with a D rating. Very hard to hear, almost like Radio Bangladesh. We don't talk about them at all. Thank you very much.
Did you say that Hauser had a D rating?
Yes, Hauser has a D rating. He does not have a G rating at all.
Does the D stand for douchebag by some chance?
Well, does the D have to stand for his degrading personality? No. I have all the respect in the world for Glenn Hauser. You have to respect someone who loves his mother that much. I know someone named Norman who is like that. He met a bad end, actually, but I like Glenn a lot.
Well, I suppose some people like to go in the bathroom and smell spots, but we all have our own preferences, don't we?
I happen to have a preference for women. Hauser happens to have a preference for just being a pain in the ass.
Well, maybe in a future reincarnation he will be better.
One of the problems that Mr. Hauser has and has encountered his whole life is that his penis happens to be a 3-inch too small.
And that brings to mind an old childhood poem. Even if every DX are down in Culpsville, like DXing a lot, but the Hauser, who lives just north of Texas in Oklahoma, did not. The Hauser hates DXers. The whole DX thing. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head was screwed just a specially centimeter not right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all may have been that his penis was two sizes too small.
Glenhouse's problem is that when he was in the Air Force in Thailand, he went to a brothel. And he was turned down by the fair maidens until he has felt inadequate ever since. Henceforth, the reason why Hauser is a Mauser.
On the radio. What part of India was he in?
I don't know which part, but probably one of the parts that we broadcast to.
I wonder what cable channel was running this movie.
I don't know. I thought he came live on our program.
I'm so confused.
Now it's time, I don't know if WLIS knows, but we scooped them. We have an interview with the cow and the rooster from the Radio Botswana interval signal.
Well, just treat them with respect because, you know, that could be my ancestors in the reincarnation process. They could be a cow especially. I strive to be a cow, you know.
Well, Sanjay, before the show, I was talking with the cow, and it turns out that she's the reincarnation of Jane Mansfield. Should we bring on our guest, Sanjay?
Yes, let me grasp her udder.
Well, you know, when you were back in your home province of Uttar Pradesh...
I want to milk her. Okay, I want to know something. This is an honor talking to my great-grandfather, the cow. What's it like working at Radio Botswana? And who do you work with? This is very intelligent. You see, you Christians would not believe we'd have a conversation like this, but I can talk to my ancestors, and they can be heard worldwide on international shortwave stations.
Well, of course, I have to admit, Sanjay, that our rooster friend from Radio Botswana is also going to be part of a new time station in Peru.
You mean one of those radio stations that sign on at 5 in the morning?
No, one of those stations that instead of going tick, tick, tick all day, at the hour will just go...
Fascinating. What will modern technology come up with next? There's music to my ears. Tonight I shall eat lots of curry in honor.
Well, of course, I would like to ask the cow one question, since this cow apparently was Jane Mansfield in a former lifetime.
Yes, I'm going to milk her.
What I'd like to ask you is, let me ask you, from what you just told me, is it true that in this life, Jane, or Miss Cow, you have more breasts, but they're a lot smaller than in your last life? Guess that means yes.
There is nothing like the sweet sound and smell of barn-eared animals that gets one's blood coursing. Sounds like a fight in the barnyard.
Well, at that point, Sanjay, I think perhaps we should get the Poopa Scoopa crew in and move on to our last segment on here on Partial India Radio.
You're more than welcome to shovel the shit. I have no desire to shovel shit.
I believe our next section is coming up, and it is brought to you by the Chicago Garden Salad Mission, and that is Reshackles.
This is episode 666.16 of Reshackles. Roy Jenkins, who found pirate radio and more importantly found his brain after living the life of a born-again Christian, well, we'll let Fry tell you his story.
I remember the day I became a born-again Christian. It was about 10 years ago, and I'll never forget what happened in the hospital that day.
You have a healthy 215-pound, 39-year-old boy. I'm sorry, Mr. Jenkins. What were you saying to your son?
I was trying to tell my son that I can't take him being born again because it was too much on me the first time. It killed
me. My mother, you know that St. John says we have to be born again. Getting WHRI frequency, and instead, by accident,
my digital receiver turns to 6955.
Come on again, Kristen. You're able to tune into Clyde's brain cell.
Comparison, scientifically sampled, of course. Here is a sample of Clyde's brain cells today. Then, after hearing, I have to be home that night, well into Friday night. I kept on 6955. I could hear pirate stations such as Radio Xanax.
What the hell?
I'm not going to be a Christian anymore. I'm a human being, not a full-blown human being. I ain't no homosexual, but I am a secular humanist. Anyway, I'm fine now. I've got me a wife.
We're going to have a very extraordinary interview. We have one of the leading paleontologists, geologists, archaeologists, religiousologists from around and across the world. He is from Ape City in the deepest American South in Alabama near Atlanta. His name is Dr. Zayas, and this ape will give us a new perspective on our human culture. We now have Dr. Zayas in the studio with us. He is first of all going to comment on our customs. Dr. Zayas, could you please comment on our custom of washing and worshiping in the river Ganges?
First of all, I am very happy to be here as Dr. Zayas. Second of all, I have quite a commentary on human nature as it exists and as I have evolved since the mid-70s. Bathing and washing in the river is disgusting at the least. It is just another example of the contempt and utter disregard that human race has towards nature.
How could it be a disgrace towards nature when we take our germs and we suck them off in the river? That is what the Christian God said to Charlton Heston in the Bible movie. I am who I am. What type of law do you live under, Dr. Zayas?
We live under one law, and one law only. Ape shall never kill ape.
Hey, Dr. Zayas, can I ask you a question?
Do all you guys sound like Jimmy Durante?
Just me. I am Dr. Zayas,
I sound like Jimmy Durante. I do.
Who gave you this law that apes shall not kill apes?
It was brought down by the forefathers.
Could you say this forefather was the greatest ape of all?
He was brilliant. He was ape. He was brilliant.
Dr. Isaiah, unlike those of us here in India, I get a distinct odor from you. I think you smell.
The odor you smell upon those fallacious nostrils of yours is a pure and innocent odor of cleanliness and bathing. Obviously a scent that is not known to this wretched land known as India.
You mocking our nation and mocking our culture the way you do, it is a wonder that you have evolved at all. How could this be an ape evolving from a human?
The ape never evolved from the human. The link has never been made because the chain has never been broken. Ape will always be superior. Unlike you, who try to put yourself at the top of some bureaucratic paper-chasing food chain, trying to have influence on things that just have no relevance.
We built the bomb. Don't forget that.
A bomb, and that is what will destroy you. Hear my words.
Dr. Isaiah, I must say, this has been a most enlightening interview, and we wish you luck on your journey as you traipse back forth into the Forbidden Zone in pursuit of the great visionary Taylor.
Taylor was a visionary, and he is no more. I am in search of my home, but my home will never be. I end you, and I leave now on this one sour note.
So eat a banana.
We hope you enjoyed this Best of Partial India radio program. If you did and you'd like to contact us, ask for a QSL or a Scott from Scottsman, you can contact us at the following email address. That's Harold Krishna, P-I-R, at gmail.com. And phonetically it's spelled Hotel Alpha Romeo Oscar Lima Delta Kilo Romeo India Sierra Hotel November Alpha Papa India Romeo at gmail.com. at Harold Krishna PIR at gmail.com. So until next time, this is your buddies at Partial India Radio wishing you happy Pirate DX.